mission. We're on a 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 mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the crib with this girl Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to ignore it, forget it, leave it. Just when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is...
Straight out of Low Cash, your boy BTG, longtime fan. I just want to tell all y'all brothers, man, to... I hope y'all had a great Christmas. I hope y'all have an even better New Year's 2017. I want everybody to upgrade. That's my motto for the year, upgrade. And then my other motto is we doing suites and under. That means we either in that suite watching the games or we got floor seats. So everybody upgrade their life. And the most important thing about 2016 is that Golden State blew a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter after blowing a 3-1 lead the year before. So they're definitely with the fuckabouts, and that's important for the nation to know, because if we go to war, all we got to do is send Golden State over there, because they're going to blow some shit up. They definitely going to blow the shit. All right, y'all, it's your boy BTG, and I expect y'all niggas to upgrade next year. Y'all held at a high standard, so... Don't start with the fuckabouts. Y'all niggas got a great show and great content. Y'all chemistry is dope too. So shout out to y'all. And fuck Golden State too with they weird ass.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, Straight Out Low Cash Feedback Mission with my man Javon Biz. What's going on, my man?
Man, what's up? What's up, D, man? What's up, D?
No,
chilling,
man.
Chilling.
Dude, man, how's New York treating you, brother?
Everything is all good, man. I'm just out here grinding, man, like pretty much starting from ground zero. When you're saying just getting familiar, and, you know, I've been here for a month now, so I'm booked. And I do Boston on Wednesday. Then I do Bob Sumner's show in New Jersey on February 11th. Bob Sumner, he's one of the talent scouts for Death Comedy Jam back in the day. So going his show. And, you know, just I'm covering some ground, man. So I am out here networking and just doing everything I'm supposed to do.
All right. Have you had any shows lately? Anything crazy happen? Any shows? Anything you seen?
I would say my homeboy. It was funny the other night, man. He I guess he pissed somebody off in the crowd. Homeboy Willie Lynch Jr. This guy was so mad, dog. You would have thought he was like on a Sopranos movie, because Willie was on stage, and he was, you know, being silly or whatever. Nothing malicious at all. It just, you know, being silly. And I guess the guy, the girl that he was with, he might have just been on a date with her, trying to impress her, and I think that's what it was. But Willie kind of was, you know, joning a little bit, being silly, and I guess the girl took offense. The lady that he was with, so the guy ended up leaving out of the showroom, and I heard him outside going off saying, "You guys don't know who you're effing with," and that guy on stage should have never called my girl out. Mind you, Willie didn't say nothing really negative towards her, nothing bad to where like you should have got up and left. I think they both were drunk, and he was just feeling himself. So that just happened a few days ago, and he was just like really going off, man. Then the girl even, like, co-signed him, saying, "You guys don't want to fuck with him." I'm thinking, like, come on, man. It ain't even that serious. It's not that serious.
Was they gangster like that, or what?
No, I think they were trying to be, but nobody was intimidated. It was just like, okay, come on, y'all. You've been watching a little bit too much Godfather. You need to kind of calm down. you're not that guy. You're not Tony Montana. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Well, man, let's go and jump in some of these emails, man. We got a lot of emails from folks. First email comes from Jacob Thomas. He says, "What's going on, Low Cash crew? Wanted to see what you all thoughts were about all this craziness going on with the Knicks and Carmelo Anthony. I know you all stay up on the sports, and I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm depressed right now, considering that Derrick Rose didn't even want to come and play at one game and said he had to stay home. So I just want to get y'all thoughts."
Well, I mean, I don't know what was going on with Derrick Rose there, but what I would say is, man, you know, if I'm getting paid millions on top of million, in order for me not to be, in order for me to miss a day of work, there has to be an extremely good reason for me not to be at work. In that case, I don't know what was going on with D. Rose, but I can say this. D. Rose has been hooping this year and, you know, he's been dunking and everything. So he actually has been pretty consistent when I'm saying, like, just playing-wise on the court. He's been putting up at least 16 points a game. See, you know, last night he had, like, 26. I just think they gotta get their heads in it, because I think they can make the playoffs. I think they can make the eighth seed.
Yeah,
I mean, they can make the eighth seed.
But then they gotta play Cleveland then.
You need to get that
seventh seed. The seventh seed is the seed you want to get to try to play against Toronto.
Yeah, you're gonna play Toronto the seventh. Yeah, you're right.
Get that seventh seed, you got a chance to maybe go to the next round.
right. You play Cleveland, you know. But I mean, hey, I think my boy D Rose. I don't know what was going on, but I'm gonna just say I've never heard of D Rose not coming to a game because of something, you know, just and not telling nobody. This is the first time it happened. I think we all had those days at work where, you know, they can come up like that where you just don't, you don't. I'm just saying, but with me, if I'm getting paid millions, I'm not gonna do that. But he's been working there for some years, so maybe he's comfortable. And I don't know what happened, but I'm sure it won't happen again.
What you think about the whole Carmelo thing, man? Well, Carmelo, they talking about he might want to be traded, and you know,
I think Carmelo, man, and just watching him hoop and stuff, I think offensively he's definitely a threat offensively. But I think what separates a lot of people from Carmelo is that defensively nobody fears Carmelo. Mm. Like nobody, and like when you go up against LeBron, you know LeBron is gonna chase you down and at least try to play defense on you. Even Kevin Durant, you know he gonna probably block your shot, and you know he's going to attempt to play defense on you. Klay Thompson, he's gonna play some defense on you. When you look at Carmelo out there, when I saw the Sixers hit that game winning shot, and I know the dude did push off Carmelo a little bit, but me, looking at it, I didn't see Carmelo even attempt to jump at all, like, at all. And it was just like, come on, man. Like, look, instances like that, looking at Carmelo play, I don't know if Carmelo is 100% in it, man. In order for him to win, and I think that's where his frustration lies, he wants to win. But Carmelo, you have to step it up defensively. And well, he's 32 now, so, like, you're going to have to do it now. You know, because, like, you're going to be on a decline soon, and it ain't going to matter whether or not your defense gets better.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that Carmelo has good for him, though, going into the older part of his career, is that he got a jumper. And if you got a jumper, you could play longer in the league. He ain't like a – like, I think D-Wade's career is going to be – it gets hurt more because he was more – you know, he the slash. He the flash. He's all about driving. And when you old, that drive ain't popping. You know what I'm saying? Jordan even got that 16-footer popping later in his career, you know. And figure that out.
Right.
So Carmelo might be able to stay around a little bit longer, but like you said, that D though, boy. Whew.
Man, that watching Carmelo play D sometimes, man, I'd be like,
it's like Ole.
Yeah, man. And sometimes I wonder if it's his legs. I look at his legs and just how his movement, and I'm wondering, like, is he having like an issue? Man, I don't know. I'm trying to think of any excuse in the world on why he doesn't play D sometimes.
It may not be no excuse.
Yeah, man. It may not be any excuse. You're right. So, but I think with D Rose and Melo, I really like Porzingis too. I know we didn't.
Yeah, but Porzingis is nice. Yeah.
Porzingis, but I think Porzingis, to me, he has the potential to be better than Dirk Nowitzki. And that's if he continues to play on, you know, in Excel and get better. Because defensively, he's already better than Dirk. He's better than Dirk defensively. But offensively, I mean, you know, Dirk is I'm sure he's a Hall of Famer. So he's I'm pretty sure, a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. So, you know, hopefully Portland can get on that level one day.
All right, next up, this email comes from Ratish. I'm not sure if this is a woman or a man, but it just says Ratish. Greetings, SOLC crew. wanted to see what you all thought about all this situation with Taxstone, the podcaster guy that's out here shooting and doing the thing with Troy Ave. It's crazy how we thought Troy Ave was the one that shot everybody, but now it's seeming to look like Taxstone has done it. Do you think that keeping it real has gone way too far?
Yeah, I think on both parts. So was it Taxstone was shooting at Troy Ave, or how was it?
Yeah, they said Taxstone was shooting at Troy Ave, and then Troy, I guess somebody dropped the gun, and that's when Troy Ave starts shooting back at Taxstone.
Okay.
My thing is, like, how, well, like, the bullets went through, you know, some people got shot below the ground, or, like, above the ground or something. Like, the bullets went through the ground and shot people.
For real?
Yeah, some of the people that got shot were, like, on another floor. Like, two women got shot. They were on another floor.
So it's like, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, damn, what kind of floor walls are these?
Right, those were like tortilla bread walls.
That's what it seemed like. Like, damn, but Taxstone, man. Like, so what? I mean, that's just way too much for being real, man. Like, I mean,
yeah, and he was a felon too.
Yeah, he was already a felon. Yeah, he'd already did some time.
Yeah, man. Being up in New York, their gun laws are a lot different. So. Somebody's going to do some time.
Somebody is, huh? They're going to take everybody in the back and be like, so who going to sit down?
Yeah. Like, you know how your parents used to get you in that room with your brother back in the day? Like, look, who did it? Who did it? You know, because if not, guess what I'm doing? I'm whooping all y'all ass. Like, that's what they're going to do to them. They're going to get them in the room. Look, somebody's getting some time. So who did it? Who did it? But, yeah, man, You gotta be smarter, and you can't put yourself in certain situations when you make it to a certain level.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's just, like, I don't even know if there's any other way it is a whole bunch of other ways he could have went. Like, dude, you blowing up. Taxstone was plopping, man. He was over in London, Philly, doing live shows with his podcast, all kind of crazy stuff. Had the Meek Mill interview, all that stuff. And it's like, yo, like, you needed to keep it real that much. To do that, it's like,
that'd be like one of us. They're like, that one of us ain't up in the club shooting. Like, yeah. That niggas would be like, man, Strata Locat was just doing good, man. We're coming up.
Right. The podcast is popping. They got other shows coming, and here this go. I don't even know, man. Like, that whole Taxstone situation, man, it's just, man, folk people, man, you know. There's got to be a better way, like, for real, like. At some point, we got to innovate and elevate, especially if you want to get a situation where you're doing well. Like, I get if you're on the streets hustling and trying to do your thing and you're in the game. That's not necessarily right, but it's understandable more, at least. I don't get it, man. All right. Next up, this email comes from Terrence C. This is brand new. He says, what'd you all think about the Trump inauguration? Did you all watch it? Did you see it? Would you all have any thoughts on his whole wanting people to believe that he had more people there than he really did? And why are we even talking about this on a main scale about the president and his inauguration of how many people he had there? It's ridiculous with all this happening. As well as also, I wanted to see what you all thought about all these celebrities such as Steve Harvey, Dr. Martin King III, and others going to hang out with Donald Trump.
It's
a lot of stuff going on there. So which one you want to hit first?
I think we'll go with the just the acknowledgement of the whole inauguration first.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't watch it, so what I like in my head, since I didn't watch the inauguration, Barack Obama is still my president. I mean, because I didn't watch the inauguration, so I didn't have to. You know how that is. Like, if you don't open the bill, you don't have it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's how I feel right now with the whole inauguration. I didn't watch it, so right now I'm assuming that Barack Obama is still the president. So that's why I'm going with this.
So what do you think about all the people who want to meet him? And now another thing, I guess Chrisette Michelle performing too, man. We could throw that in there as well. Of you know.
Right. Yeah, she did. She did.
Man, the deal Donald Trump thing, man. I think the idea you got to come out and take pictures and all that stuff. I think that's the thing. Some people are like, well, we don't know what Steve Harvey said or talked about. Like, but the fact that you know that this motherfucker finna put you on the pitches and shit and try to use you means that that's fuck. You know what it is. Like, send me out through the back door if we gonna meet. I'm gonna pop out through the back door.
Yeah, but and one thing too with the whole Chrisette Michelle incident, I don't know. Like, I don't know how much she was paid for it, but I know Questlove.
Yeah, he said I'll pay you not to do it. Like, so it ain't about the money then, because everybody was like, man, you know, you get paid. Like, man, all money ain't good money, man. Like, it's just not. Regardless of where you feel, I look at it as on a bigger scale of. Like, you know the temperament of the people right now. Regardless of what it is, you got to kind of go with the people. Even if you think it's not necessarily a bad idea, you got to look at what the people and the people that you do music for and how they'll feel. You don't want to alienate them at all. So why would you decide to do that for that extra amount of money? It's not worth it considering how much money you're going to make or lose over time. Carolina. And they say Shy City. Yeah.
Check. Niggas ain't been rapping lately. Yes, I'm trapped in the 80s. Ain't fly enough if the fashion statements don't make you hate me. Looking up the drug czars, same ones who sold my mother raw. Die quick as the culture if we don't evolve. Could never hide the scars. I'm from where pistols bark like a pit of dogs. Niggas shit gets hard. Thirsty bitches even wanna sip the tears from dons. Rich rap, skin black as Norman Lear sitcoms. Diamonds looking pissed on. Picking bitches like I'm Frankie Lyman. Nigga, which one? Pray my niggas live long. No time for silly rappers and they two lame clicks. For the record, we deeper than the Wu-Tang hit. My drive took me out the ghetto, found a new lane quick. At any moment, they gon' hit me with that U-Chain shit. More honesty than Richard Pryor comedy. I don't know where I'ma be when Obama leave. Gotta be more, more, more.
Say there's gotta be more.
Gil Scott heroin, here to give America a dose of their own medicine. Who I ain't better than, you should watch who you bet against. Exposed hearts of jealous men, predator felon, mama's bestie molested them. Chillers vanish cause fans tamper with evidence. Long as the soul's wealthy, we cool cause we were never rich. Sweat me like fair pressure, was left for dead. Sorry I'm misleading, Miss Lady, all I wanted was hands.
Alright, so no, you know what I'm saying with the Chrisette Michelle thing. It's like, yo, like all these people, you know what I'm saying, that most of y'all, because your crowd is black. Why would you care about the money that much to have to go do that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, man. I just think with, but then also, somebody made a great point. They said, how many of y'all have bought a Chrisette Michelle album recently? Like, you know, maybe she's just trying to eat. But at the same time, you gotta think at the expense of what we're trying to accomplish as black people. So it's like, if all of us are on the same page and we like, don't nobody take this job. I don't care what other job you take, just don't take this one, you know? And then there's one person like, no, I put it like that, like a company goes on strike. And then you got that one person like, no, I'm still going to work. You know, it's like, come on, man, you're supposed right. to be with us.
You how know? We going to get things so better if you're going across the picket line?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, my thing is like Chrisette, and it's funny you said that about the Chrisette Michelle thing, and like how many people have bought an album in a while. But if you think people gonna buy our albums even more now, like it's like if you people ain't buying your albums already, you gonna try to make it worse.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I think what she was looking at, maybe just trying to cross over to white America. Like if I do this in front of them, maybe they gonna, you know, pitch in too. Come I got on, a new Javon. Whole new fan base.
Come on, Javon. You see white people here. You see, like you see some Amy Jo.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good excuse on why she did it.
Right. I mean, you think of Amy Jo. Like her last album was like a trap R&B album. You think they really finna go out there and see that?
Well, I mean, now maybe she's gonna start redoing some like Celine Dion records and what you call it. I'm trying to think of somebody, Barbara Streisand. Maybe she's going to try and redo some of the Barbara Streisand old records or something, cover some of her music.
Dolly Parton.
Get that extra.
Dolly Parton or something.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. Yeah, she going to do a cover album, you know?
That actually would be a smart thing. Now, if she did that, that'd be kind of gangster then. You'd be like, okay. you just, at least you gonna try to keep your money right. Like she started covering Janis Joplin songs and stuff like that. I'll be like, okay, Chris, you really is about your paper. Maybe your bills really are due. You know, maybe you owe the taxes or something, and you like somebody told you your taxes gonna be straight if you do this, or student loans. Maybe Trump said he'd forgive student loans if she did.
Hey, nah, she should have been paid them all. Because that should have been paid. Now, girl, all that money you done, I know you done made over $1 million now.
Oh, easy. Because you got to think, remember, she's on some platinum songs, though. You know what I'm saying? Like that Lost One, she wrote the hook for that with Nas.
Which one?
Not Lost Ones with Jay-Z. She wrote the hook for that.
For real?
And she wrote Never Forget by Nas too, though, with the hook part. She had wrote both of them. So you got to think both of those are platinum songs. That. Yeah, those are platinum songs. So you got to think all them the publishing on that. Yeah, you should need that Trump money.
I did not know that.
She might have a cocaine habit or something we don't know about or something. She lost some money. We don't know, though.
So. Or maybe she made a deal with El Chapo, and she's like, let me go ahead and get this little money so I can pay him back. He's in New York. He's over in the U.S. now. Let me make this little money to pay him. But I just think, I don't know, man. I think with Chrisette, she had her own reasons for doing it. Do I think it was because I think she said it was because to bridge the gap. And it's like, I don't think that was a reason. Chris said, you did it for the money.
Yeah.
Just say that. Like, you don't really got it for real. When it's about some money like that, you don't necessarily got to explain yourself. So we all know. I think people will respect her more if she just said it, though. Like, no, I did this for the money, you know. And I think it would have been dope, though. What if she came out there and performed like an anti-Trump Black
yes.
Lives Matter type
song? No.
Song?
What if she did We Shall Overcome, the Black National Anthem?
if she did that would have been dope.
That would have been like the most gangster thing to do. If she'd have did that, she might have got shot or something, but she'd have been gangster though.
Oh, but you know what, they probably had it in the clause, like, let us know what song you're gonna sing.
Ooh,
and if you don't sing this,
and they had the white person playing the piano for they could make sure it was the right song, like she could just do something else.
Yeah, probably. She was like, I want to bring my own piano person. Nope. We have Kyle.
He's gonna do the piano. Give him the sheet music. He can get it.
Yep, we got Kyle. He's gonna do the piano, so you don't have to worry about that.
So, what do you think about Steve Harvey and all these cats meeting with Trump, man?
I see that as a I don't know, man. Because, like, you know, watching the video. And I thought of LeVid and Steve Harvey kind of going in saying he cannot be our president if he's talking about grabbing women by the pussies and saying the P word. He said the P word and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like he was almost denouncing Trump. Like, ain't no way he can be our president. And it felt like Steve Harvey was on the same page as us. Like, you know, ain't no way. Hell no. And this, you know, this and the other. But then to see Steve actively meeting with Trump and Trump saying, yeah, because we're good friends. He's a good friend of ours. And Steve's like, hi, yeah. Like, he's like, come on, man.
And then say he's a real nice guy. And then he's going to say after the meeting, he's a real nice guy.
Yeah. Nothing. Steve looking at it as a financial gain, and he's already a super millionaire, so I don't understand why he would even need Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of us are trying to appeal to the wrong people. I'll say that. We're trying to appeal to the wrong people. And them same people do not give a shit about you, really. They don't.
You think Steve's trying to be the black Oprah? I mean, the male Oprah? I was thinking about that.
Yep.
Like, you know how she was trying to, you know, hanging out with the white women and stuff like that. But then, but Oprah did it the most gangster. She really walked that tightrope. Like, she was on it. Like, she didn't go too much white. She didn't go too much black. But she was black enough, but black people still fuck with her. White people still fuck with her. But Steve was like, fuck it. Like, I'm trying to, you know, I got my daytime TV show. I'm trying to do it. I'm doing Family Feud. I'm doing all this. And I know Steve does this camp for, like, young boys and all that. Some people are like, you know, well, Steve probably has a good place. And dope, that all that stuff is dope, man. But it pisses on all that stuff when you let somebody play you or put you out for a spectacle like that to take pictures and shit. Like, it made it look like he was, like, Trump. Like, the Trump was, like, saying, like, I got black friends type shit. Like, this is my black friend. You know, white people be saying some shit. Well, I got black friend. Here's my black friend, Tommy. You know, that's kind of how it feels going on within it. It felt bad. It looked bad with Martin Luther King's son in there, too, though, man. Like, that was a bad look to me, more than Steve Harvey to me.
Yeah, you
said
Dr. King's son.
Yeah, Martin Luther King III. Yeah, man, that's just.
Yeah, I saw D.L. Hughley make a post about how Dr. King III and how he tried to
sell his father's Bible. Yeah, sell the Bible. Yep, because him and his siblings were arguing over the Bible, like it was a big court case back and forth.
And I'm right. Like, come on. They were right. Come on, man. Y'all doing too much.
You got the king in your name, man. God damn.
You're right. You got the king. You got the king in your name, man. You got, come on, man. What you doing, man?
Like, I know, and the people would say, well, Martin Luther King met with, like, you know, Richard Nixon and, you know, Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, you can't compare Kennedy and them to, like, Trump.
And it wouldn't seem like, nobody took nobody out and took no pictures and stuff. Right afterwards, they had meetings that we didn't know about. They ain't taking no pictures or nothing. If you have a meeting with Trump, I think it's fine to actually meet with Trump. I don't have no problem about meeting with Trump. It's the fact that why I got to take these pictures and do all that extra shit.
But with the age of social media and all of that, like, you know, the pictures, like, I don't even know if it's even possible to meet with somebody like Trump on any level and not get some type of picture taken of you at the airport. Going there
That's cool, but I'm talking about, I'm posing for pictures in the lobby, like what and people know, like a, we finna come now. That's like being.
So would you walk off? Would you just walk off?
Yeah, I
would.
You, get off I'm the saying, elevator
would you,
and
okay,
keep
would, it moving. Would you scurry off?
No, like, I would just walk off. I would just walk off and be like, all right, hey y'all, you know, give a little handshake, and they'd be like, how was everything with Trump? I have a report and everything coming up soon. And on top of that, I would take Minister Farrakhan with me too. With me?
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
I'm talking, that's what I do. Hey, what? I show up Mr. Farrakhan. I show up with or show up with Cornel West. Like, I'm gonna show up with them.
No, I do that. Hey, if someday saw Cornel West, they'd probably be like, hell no. You said it was gonna be you by yourself. You didn't say you're bringing nobody with you.
Oh no, you said I had a plus one. That's my plus one.
Nah, bro.
You thought it would be my wife. No, that's my plus one. It's Cornel West.
they turn you away. If you bring Cornel West, they'll turn you away immediately.
And that's, look, immediately. And I make it into a media spectacle. I'll be in the lobby then with everybody and be like, see, I brought Cornel West with me. They ain't even want us to really talk about no real issues. Cause I brought somebody that could really talk about the issues. Or I would bring a civic person, somebody in the community that's like known. Or whatever, and bringing them with me, and I'm like, see, they ain't want to talk about the issues because I'm a celebrity, and I brought this person with me because I'm just a celebrity. I don't know that much about helping people on that level because that's what it is. Steve Harvey don't have no real damn answers. Kanye don't. You know what I'm saying? They do some things.
But so do you think Dr. Cornel West would have met up with him though?
I think if it was if Steve Harvey made the call, or like a celebrity, if let's say I'm trying to think of somebody else. Okay, if D.L. Hughley got invited and he was like, and he called Cornel West would go. Because then it was kind of like, it's like, are we going in there for real? And it's like, it's a, like, kind of unifying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and him went together and to see what's up.
But those guys are too threatening to where Donald Trump would not want to have anybody that's threatening. He want people that's going to kind of, that he can persuade and kind of, like, you know, got an easy personality. Not nobody's just going to go against him or, you know, he's going to say anything that's going to cause any type of conflict. That's not what he wants.
That's true.
That's why, like, Steve Harvey, you see how, I don't know how much money they offer him. Because he totally changed.
Because you have to think, remember when we talked about on the podcast with the Paula Deen stuff, and he was like, yeah, we need to forgive Paula Deen, and, you know, hey, maybe you can come down to my school and teach my kids how to cook. And I'm like, yo, and not saying that you can't have Paula Deen forgiven at some point, but it was way too damn soon for him to be saying that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And after she was having slavery parties with people trying to have slave with people dressed up, you got, nah. They calling people niggas and stuff? Oh, come on, man. Nah, man. Nah.
So she was calling people niggas?
Yeah, that's what some of the staff members were saying. Yeah, like some of the staff members and stuff.
And then you know, she's probably trying to be funny with it. Come on, my niggas got to get it. Come on, my niggas.
She's probably trying to be.
You guys got to cook.
My niggas gotta cook. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, damn, Steve, man. Like, I'm not taking nothing away from what Steve Harvey's done. It's just disappointing, man, that brother did that. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Bring Louis Farrakhan. I'd even go outside the box. I'd even, like I did. First of all, they ain't never gonna invite me to nothing like that. But I'm saying, if I was a celebrity to the point, I'm trying to think who would be the most disrespectful person to bring with you. I bring a stripper with me or something. I bring like a stripper with me or something. Like, oh,
I'm
no,
saying,
no, no.
Hold up.
I bring Baby from Cash Money with me.
That'd be a good person to bring with you.
Who would you bring?
Baby
who
from
you
Cash
think?
Money. Damn, who would I'm trying to think. Who would I bring with me? It's going to be like awesome.
I bring Kodak Black with me.
Bro, and I want to wear that mask.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
He on the Breakfast Club.
Exactly. Him and 21 Savage would be part of my thing. Him and 21 Savage would go with me. Like, go ahead with me to talk to Donald Trump. Well, we're going to talk about these popping these pills, pimp. Are the pills
yeah,
going
to
stop?
Nah, you're right, dog. We got to bring, it got to be 21 Savage, Kodak Black. They coming.
What about the Migos? What about the Migos?
Migos got shouted out at the Oscars.
No, the Golden Globes with Donald Glover, yeah.
Yeah, they got shot out of it. So they too clean right now. So they making it past that mark of just being some straight. Now I'm bringing Chief Keef or somebody like that. Like, it got to be like 21 Savage, Kodak Black.
What about Soulja Boy? What about bringing Soulja Boy with you?
No, I can't bring Big Soulja, man. I can't bring Big Blood Soulja. No,
so that's a good segue, man. That's a good segue, then, man. People been emailing us, man. Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown, man. What you think, man? People been emailing saying, what's Javon think about all this?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. and the reason I'm saying it now is because, you know, WAC 100, he didn't got involved. Because at first when it was like, you know, Money Mayweather was going to go into Mayweather Promotions, and they was going to do a fight in Dubai. Because
they couldn't get a boxing license. That's the crazy. They couldn't get a boxing license for anywhere in the States.
Right. But I still think that was smart. Mayweather, like, shoot, he saw a money making opportunity. He like, you know, we're gonna do the fight in Dubai and do this, that, and the other. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, put the guns down. We're gonna let them fight. And then all of a sudden, everybody else stepping in now. Oh, no, wait a minute, dog. This blood business. We're gonna let blood handle it. And it's kind of like I think they saw it as Mayweather gonna be making money off of them, and it ain't gonna be us making money off of them. So let me intercept this right now. And so now, from what I heard, Mayweather has wiped his hands with everything. Like I'm not had nothing to do with this, nothing to do with it at all. Then, so I just think if it's just WAC 100 doing it, it's gonna be on some nigga shit. It ain't gonna be like it would be if Mayweather with it, because you know, of course, Mayweather is a boxer. So he understands like the setup of everything and how it should go. I think it would have been entertaining too to just see Mayweather there, and then you got Mike Tyson. He got on board. So this actually would have looked good. But I mean, even if it were the Bloods, they could have had them come out in red trunks or something and fight each other. If you want to keep it just like, you know, this blood business,
in red trunks.
Yeah, I'm just saying like. But at this point, I don't think anything is going to happen with it. I don't think it's not going to be a boxing match.
It'd have been dope if they'd have got it, though, man. That'd have been hilarious, man. I'm not even going to front. That would have been the funniest thing ever, to see them cats. Cause they,
yeah.
Most of them, neither one of them real fighters, so it's probably they're going to be tired after one round.
No, you know? No, this is what I'm saying. You saying they ain't no real fighters, okay? I'm saying this. And then I had an argument with this with somebody else recently. Now, we all know Chris Brown is a dancer, okay?
Right.
He is a dancer. Being a dancer, you have to be in shape to,
oh, that's
to
right.
be on
yeah,
stage,
right.
perform. And not only that, but it's two boxers. Okay, Adrian Broner has vouched for Chris Brown, and so has another boxer. We talking about boxers. I'm trying to think. I think it was Birdo or whatever his name is. He vouched for Chris Brown. He said, man, people don't know. He said, man, Chris Brown can fight. Mm. He said, Chris Brown can, you know, this is on Vlad TV, he did an interview. He said, people don't know that, but Chris Brown can definitely fight. He said, he has hands. He's like, Chris Brown could really fight. He said if he fought one of these rappers or these singers, he would hurt one of these guys. That's what he said. He said Chris Brown could really fight. And he was vouching for Chris. He said, I'm not just saying it because, you know, I'm cool with him and nothing like that. He said, but I've seen his work. So I know. He said, you know, I'm in the gym all day. They said, you think Chris can handle you? He said, nah. Now you're talking crazy.
Ain't ready
for me. Right. He said, nah, he ain't ready for me.
That's like hooping with somebody talking said, about. That's like somebody hooping like, man, he can hoop. And then like Carmelo talking about somebody can hoop. And then they'd be like, can they beat you? Nah, come on, man. I'm a professional dude. Like, come on.
Right. That's exactly how the combo went. And then Adrian Broner said, because Chris Brown could fight. He said, yeah, Chris Brown got hands, man. He said, Chris Brown could fight. Now, if you got two regular boxers saying this person can fight, nobody has boxed a Soulja Boy. Not only that, but we saw Soulja Boy, his little video where he was like,
my God, training videos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Soulja Boy, do you think Soulja Boy is, like, doing all this on purpose, or you think he having, like, a midlife crisis? Like, since, and what I mean by midlife crisis, you got to think this dude started at like 16. Now he like late 20s. And he may not have the money and the popularity he used to have. Or do you think it's all on purpose? I'm trying to, you know, get myself back in the game.
I think all of this is on purpose. I think Soulja Boy is trolling everybody. I think Soulja Boy knows that he'll get beat up by Chris Brown. But at this point, any publicity is good publicity, so it doesn't matter. I just think it's Soulja Boy, man. So I just think with it being Soulja Boy, he is just trolling. I mean, he's trolling.
Dang. Did you see this new NBA basketball league the Ice Cube is making?
Yeah, now this is the argument me and my homeboy had. He said Ice Cube is going to make a lot of money off of his basketball league. Now, I'm not saying he's not, but he said.
What does he
Ice
mean by
Cube
a lot of money,
make,
though? What does it consider a lot of money?
This was a scenario, and I said, we end up talking about if Ice Cube did a Friday, a last Friday with Chris Tucker, Mike Epps, and everybody in it. I said that would make more money than his basketball league.
By far.
My boy disagreed. My boy disagreed. He said that basketball league will make more money than that movie because people have fire sticks and stuff now, and they don't go to the movies like that. I said, yes, people would still go to the movies to see this.
Do you know why they would go to the movies? Because they want the experience of being around other people watching Friday, too, the last Friday, too. It ain't just about seeing it. It's like being in the theaters with other cats seeing it.
Right.
It's like going to see Star Wars. You want to be there to see it with other Star Wars fans or, you know, other Marvel fans if you go to Marvel movies or whatever.
Exactly. And then I compared it to, I said, now this basketball league, I think it'll do cool, but to me, it'll be the equivalent of watching Roy Jones go box right now.
Yeah.
You know, Roy Jones, he ain't in his prime no more. We know that. Like, I know a lot of those players, like Vin Baker and them, ain't in their prime. So it'll just be like watching some old guys hoop at the gym.
Vin Baker got drafted in, what, 94 or 95?
Yeah.
So you got to think about it, man. Like, dude, he been up 21 years ago he got drafted, man. Like, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to see some players and stuff like that. Like, I know AI's involved and stuff like that. Like, it's cool. It's going to be cool to see that. But it's not going to make no – it's going to be in regular gyms. It ain't going to be in no arenas. That's when you're gonna make money.
No, that was his argument. That it, you know, it's gonna. I'm like, so you think it's gonna pack out arenas and all of that? He was like, man, yes, it's gonna make this money. I said, dude, no, it's not.
They'll be lucky to get 1,000 people there. They'll be lucky to get 1,000 people there.
Agreed.
Like, you heard that thing? You heard that thing? The Drew League they do out in L.A.
Yeah, I don't think if you go online, you see clips of. I remember the game I saw plenty of highlights. I remember the highlight that I saw that was the dopest, some of the dopest, was when Kobe came to the Drew League and played, and James was him and James Harden going up against each other.
Right. I think it'll be about the amount of people at the games.
Yeah. I can believe that.
Yeah, and that's in a regular gym. You know, maybe 500 to 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And how much you gonna really charge? Probably what, $20? So you say, I mean, you gotta pay the players.
Man,
you gotta...
they said my homeboys were saying I'm gonna be charging like $30 a ticket or something. I'm like, no. They charge that much a ticket. They try to charge that much a ticket. Nobody's gonna pay that much. To me, I don't think so.
You can get a nosebleed Lakers ticket for $20-$30.
Right.
You know, depending on who they playing, you know what I'm saying? Like you can to get a nosebleed ticket for 20, so I'm gonna go pay to see these old dudes play for 20 or 30, or I'm gonna go to a Lakers game for 20 or 30.
Yeah.
No, man.
I agree with what you're saying. Like, I don't think I don't think the league is gonna be a failure.
No, me neither.
Anyway, but I don't think you're not doing no arenas. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, it's man.
They ain't gonna do no arenas. And they might be better off, well, I understand, I too want to hear about that money, though. I said they might be better off making it an All-Star Weekend event, but at the same time, like, that's something they want to do, like, ongoing.
Yeah.
And,
but it's a dope idea, though. It's a dope idea, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, I done hooped with, like, Anthony Bonner before. I was in the last 3 years, and I know he actively plays ball. You know, he's played for the Knicks.
Yeah.
And who are the Bonner play for? I know he played for the New York Knicks. And who else?
I think he might have got drafted by the Clippers. Let me see. I think he might have got drafted by the Clippers to be a whatever. But Bonner's a good player. I mean, he was a dope player here in the Lou, man. I'm looking him up now. He got drafted by the Kings. He played for Sacramento first.
Oh, okay. Same with Ben Macklin, boy. That's dope.
Yeah, he did the Utah Jazz. Orlando Magic, Sacramento Kings, New York Knicks. Yeah.
And his own.
Yeah, he only played. He played overseas more than anything. He only played 6 seasons in the league. Dang, he was playing overseas till 2006.
For real?
Yeah, and he's 48 years old now.
Yeah, but I said, I know he's like right around because he had to guard Michael Jordan one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. When he was on the Knicks.
Yeah, Michael Jordan gave the Knicks like 40 some points that
night. So you said Anthony Bonner was getting done up basically then.
No, I'm saying like I remember somebody telling me about it and I went and looked. And yeah, Mike had like 40 some points, but it's Michael Jordan, though.
Yeah, look, I mean, what you expect, man? What you expect? Well, hey, Javon, let everybody know they can hit you up at, man.
I mean, you guys can hit me up at this. It's still the same, man. At Javon Bibbs. That's at JOVANBIBBS. That's on Instagram, Twitter, everything.
All right. But make sure you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get podcasts, subscribe to us. And give us some reviews, too. Email us straightolc@gmail.com. Me and Devon, address them on future feedback shows. And, hit us up on the voicemail line as always as well. Shout out to our man Baylor the Great that sent it, BTG that sent that in for us, that voicemail from earlier. Before we get out of here, though, Javon, what do you think about this NBA season so far in general, man? What are you thinking?
I think it's going the way that people thought it was going to go. The Spurs are still a contender. Of course, I still think it's going to – I don't know. I'm going to say this. I don't want Golden State to make it to the finals. I'm a Golden State hater. But at this point, it kind of looks like they're going to make it with how they've been playing. And, of course, I think it's going to be Cleveland. I don't see any other team coming out of the East.
I mean, who in the East is even should make who's even worthy to be in the playoffs for real in the East for real? Let's be honest.
I don't know.
Besides Cleveland,
I know they were talking about the Bulls are in consideration to trade Jimmy Butler, which I think will be very stupid.
That's the dumbest thing they could do, man. I know. I've been saying that too. That'd be the dumbest thing they could do.
Yeah.
They don't want to win at all if they do that.
No, it's like because you got how much longer is D Wade gonna play with the Bulls?
Exactly. You just mortgaging your future. Like why would you even think about doing that?
Yeah, man. So I mean this season it's been cool so far. I'm trying to see I'm glad my boy D Rose been out there. He's been hooping. He's been dunking and stuff too. So I'm just glad to see D Rose back. You know, that's my favorite player. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's, he, it's dope to see him.